As always, it's nice to see you at Mass. You know, there are some beautiful things happening today for us. And the first thing I want to bring to your attention is First Holy Communion. Second graders in our parish are receiving their first Holy Communion. And I invite you to pray for them, right? Our first reading talks about, you know, being people of one heart and one mind. And part of that community, being a part of a community, is always to celebrate in some way or the other with things that are taking place in our parish. You know, think about your own First Holy Communion. And as we think about it, it's good for us to renew our love for Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. You know, today's Gospel, you know, usually when we hear the Gospel, we think about Thomas, right? And the phrase, doubting Thomas. And I personally take exception to it. And I have a reason for it. You know, St. Thomas the Apostle is a patron saint of India. And, you know, our tradition says that Thomas the Apostle went to India. And since I'm from India, I want to put things in right perspective. So let me tell you a little bit about St. Thomas. First and foremost, about Thomas. So Thomas went to the southernmost tip of India, two states, Kerala, that's where he landed, and then the tradition says he also was martyred there, he died there in India, and it was in the state called Tamil Nadu. So that's where he died. And so the Christianity and Catholicism in India is, for a long time. But my own family's Christianity comes from St. Francis Xavier. And some of you may know St. Francis Xavier. He was a Jesuit missionary, a disciple of Ignatius, and Ignatius of Loyola, you know, sent Francis Xavier to India. And that's where my family's Christianity comes from. So it's around 1600s that Xavier came to a place called Goa. He came through the Portuguese missionaries and the Portuguese who were part of, the conquest of India, right? So that's when they all landed. And today, I am here. Think about it, right? The importance of preaching the gospel. The importance of telling people of Jesus Christ. It reminds us about that. So in the Bible, we hear many things about it. Actually, three or four things about St. Thomas. But I want to focus on today's scripture reading, where, you know, we hear that Thomas, he doubts, right? That's what the scripture reading says. And he doubts and he says, you know, unless I put my fingers into his wounds and my hand into his side, I will not believe. And in spite of that, I would like to say that Thomas was an extraordinary man. And I want to say that he wanted to have a personal relationship with Jesus. You know, he didn't want to believe somebody else's experience. I mean, he knew that somebody, but he said, you know, I want to have that experience of the resurrected Lord. And I think it is so important for each and every one of us to have the personal experience of Jesus. And that will sustain us, you know, throughout our life. And I think about my own relationship with Jesus. You know, my mother was the one who taught me about him. And at a very young age, you know, she always asked me to pray to Jesus, you know. And she was the one who dragged us to Mass every Sunday, you know, as kids. Because she knew how important it was. But, you know, and as we grew up as teenagers, she made sure we went to Mass. You know, we really didn't care about it, but we went. But then, later on, I myself, at a retreat, you know, got that experience, right? I made it my own. It happened because of God. Everything happens because of God. But I ended up having a relationship with Jesus. So I started praying. And then it became really important for me. So having a personal relationship with Jesus and making that experience, not living by somebody else's experience, but our own experience, is really important for our faith. So my prayer is that you all may encounter and have a personal relationship with Jesus. Thomas's doubt is an example for us that a doubt can be a good thing if it draws us more closely into the mysteries of faith. So questioning, you know, about our faith or asking is not a bad thing at all, as long as we have a desire to know a little more. Our goal is to know Jesus, right? To know Jesus and to follow him. And sometimes we have to ask questions. You know, because Thomas kept on asking these questions, we say here, right? Because I don't know. John chapter 14, Thomas says, Jesus is telling them that I'm going to go back to the Father and you know the way. And Thomas is like, you know, we don't even know where you are going. How do we know the way? And curious. He wanted to understand. And I think that's a great characteristic of being a Christian. So today, we surely want to ask St. Thomas to pray for us. Today also is Divine Mercy Sunday. Our Pope, John Paul II, you know, I grew up with his papacy. You know, he's been Pope most of my life. And then came Benedict and Francis. In the year 2000, he declared the second Sunday as a Divine Mercy Sunday. The reason why I remember that, because I was ordained that year. Yeah. As a priest. And when we think about divine mercy, the word mercy itself, right? It comes from that Latin word misericordia, made of two words, like misery and cor, right? Heart. And now misery for us, when we think about it, has two words, right? To have pity or to have compassion. and to have the compassionate heart of Jesus. Divine mercy. To have the compassionate heart of God. And Jesus is the image of God's mercy, right? And we just celebrated that, right? Last week we were looking at Jesus, right? His love for us, his mercy for us is so intense that he was willing to die for us. And that happens at every Mass. And in today's Gospel, as the disciples, the apostles encounter him, the first words that come from his mouth is, "Peace be with you." And these words were not only for the apostles, but these words are for you today to hear. Peace be with you. You know, reminding us that God wants you to have peace in your life. My hope is that you find that peace today. You know, people speculate, right, the encounter. I mean, if you take time to speculate about the encounter of the apostles and Jesus, you know, people think, maybe, presume that maybe the apostles were afraid that, you know, they had run away at the time when Jesus needed them the most. And maybe they might be thinking, you know, Jesus is there to correct them. But there's no correction. But there are those words, right? Again, peace be with you. And same thing God does in our life, right? And if you have been away from God, or there's something you think God is not going to forgive in your life, maybe today's gospel and the words of today's scripture, you may feel that, you know, that love, knowing that all he wants to do for you is to love you, and to you want to enjoy, he wants you to enjoy his peace and happiness. Then Jesus goes on to say that as the Father has sent me, so I send you. The mission that Jesus sent his apostles on, he's sending us on. The mission of mercy and forgiveness. That's all, we all are called to do that. So think about, you know, if you are holding mercy and forgiveness from somebody. Today is the day, right? This week is the week for us to let go, for you to let go. And say, you know, this person has really hurt me. In fact, he might, has done a number on me. But I am going to forgive this person. I'm going to at least move towards forgiveness and being the image, the face of God's mercy to this person. And sometimes we cannot do it on our own. But with God's help, we surely can. We know, right? The world is not a merciful world. Think about our political turmoil these days, right? Neither of the party wants to show mercy to the other. So it is important for us, I think, it is very important for us to move from judgment and harshness to justice and peace, to be a community of mercy. As we celebrate this Sunday, the Sunday of Divine Mercy, we once again ask the Lord to show His mercy to us, and we ask for the grace to be ministers of mercy to other people. May God bring to completion the good things He has begun in you.